Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
KYW Original Podcasts.
Emily Zirk is with Chatsford Winery, and I'm speaking with her today about their three-day Labor Day Jazz and Wine Festival, which is kind of fun because, you know, Labor Day weekend is this big weekend everybody thinks about down the shore. I wanted to talk about something that was happening during Labor Day weekend that was kind of an alternative to the shore scene that also involved food and drink. So she's going to tell me more about it, and I'm excited to find out, you know, what they'll be having on the menu. So she's coming into the studio and she's gonna tell us more. A food, wine, and music festival that's an alternative to the Labor Day shore scene.
I feel like the last weekend of August for everyone is kind of like the last hurrah of summer.
You're listening to What's Cooking. I'm Hadass Kuznets with Emily Sirks from Chatsford Winery. We're talking about their Labor Day Jazz Festival, food, wine, and craft beer. So if you're looking for something to do on Labor Day that is not down the shore, this is something a little bit different. All right, Emily, tell me a little bit about the Jazz Festival.
Yeah, definitely. This is one of our favorite events at Chatsford Winery. And this weekend, we will have two different food trucks with us, as well as offering lots of our PA local made wines, wine cocktails, and ice cold local craft beer. Our food trucks this weekend will be Gamelli's Gelato, and they offer artisan gelato from Westchester, PA. And then we'll also have the Plum Pit. They're based out of Wilmington, Delaware, and they'll be offering a selection of our favorite comfort foods from sandwiches, rice bowls, all the way to tacos.
All right, tell me about the gelato.
Yeah, of course. So actually this weekend, Gamelli's is offering lots of different varieties of flavors. I can tell you a little bit about that. They offer different types of sorbetto. This weekend they'll have lemon and cantaloupe. They also offer vegan options, and this weekend's option is vegan espresso. And they will also have maple cinnamon peaches, peaches and cream, almond caramel sea salt, all the different kind of stuff. Yeah.
And the Plum Pit?
And the Plum Pit, yeah. This weekend, I know I love whenever they come when I've worked there on the weekends. They have lots of like mac and cheese, chicken fingers, all that stuff that just kind of like fills you and makes you really feel comfortable. And I know the special this weekend is tacos.
So they are basically serving all the food up for everybody that comes to the whole jazz festival.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, they'll be prepared to serve everyone's needs.
How can one little food truck provide for everybody?
So actually, they are a catering company turned food truck. So they know how to serve large crowds. They're very, very well prepared.
And you're also offering wine and craft beer.
Yes. We offer lots of local beers from the area, from like Delco to Neshaminy Creek, all the way up to Victory, as well as our wines. We have a couple of signature cocktails that we'll be offering this weekend in honor of the Jazz Festival. As well as wines by the glass, wine by the bottle, anything for your needs.
Describe the setup.
Oh, yes. Yeah. So absolutely. This weekend, weather permitted, it looks like it's going to be lots of sunshine. So hopefully we'll offer our $10 wine tastings outside at our tasting tent. We also have a stone bar that's on our property that you can go up and get wine by the glass. You can buy wines by the bottle inside and then bring your picnic blanket, bring your own picnic basket if you want to bring food by yourself, and set up on our lawn and listen to the music and just enjoy the day.
Does this mark like the end of the season for the winery?
A little bit, yeah. I mean, I feel like the last weekend of August for everyone is kind of like the last hurrah of summer. So this is our big Labor Day festival, just kind of end the season with a big, exciting event. Yeah.
A big swig.
Exactly.
As we head into the fall, I guess the wines will change.
A little bit. The big two wines that we have that we offer in the fall are Spiced Apple and our Ho Ho Holiday Spirit. So the Spiced Apple is kind of like our September, October, November wine. And then as soon as Thanksgiving hits, we'll offer our Holiday Spirit, which is our special hot glue vine style wine that we serve at Christmas Village.
I feel like it's a little bit early, though, to be talking about spiced
I
stuff.
I know. Yeah, it's still warm outside.
I know. I feel like before Labor Day, you can't even mention it.
No. So actually, we have a very unique wine cocktail that we started at the winery. It's made with our sangria wine pops. So we like turn a wine pop upside down inside your glass and serve it in a glass of our Sunset Blush or our sangria. So hopefully this will be the last weekend to get those in before it starts getting cold out.
So it's just wine frozen, like an ice pop?
Mm-hmm, with like some strawberry flavors. We partnered with a local popsicle making company that's been making them for us. So we've been serving them all summer long and they're a big hit. They're good.
Tell me again what they're called.
Our wine pops, our sangria wine pops.
Sangria wine pops.
Yes, they're delicious.
So it's a wine popsicle in a glass of sangria?
Mm-hmm, but the popsicle is made with our sangria wine. So it's like a double whammy.
Because you want it cold too.
Exactly,
like,
yes.
It doubles as like an ice cube.
Almost like a slushy.
Nice.
Mm-hmm.
So this is your last chance. This is like the end of summer.
Mm-hmm.
A little bit. All right, tell me about you're also doing like cheese plates and stuff at the...
Yes, so at the winery, if you're not wanting any of the plum fit food or any of the gelato, we do offer like small cheese plates and we do like a little make your own on the inside of the winery as well. So, but you can also bring your own food. So if there's something that you want to pack, a picnic basket or anything like that, we do allow you to bring in your outside food. So if you have a big group that's coming to celebrate with us this weekend, feel more than welcome to bring your own food to feed everyone, or you can also bring a little bit and then buy some from the plum pit because we do want to support our local food trucks.
So you allow people to bring in their own food for your jazz festival?
We do, yeah. For all of our weekend events, you can always bring your own food.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a big picnic space.
Exactly, yeah. We have a big outdoor space and we set up all the music outside too. So even if you want to sit outside and enjoy your glass of wine, you don't feel like you're missing out on anything.
How much does it cost?
So entering into the winery is for free. Glass prices, bottle prices just depend on the wine. But if you would like to do a wine tasting, it's only $10 and you get to have 7 1-ounce pours of our wines. But besides that, yeah, kids are welcome, families, it's all free. You just pay as you go.
So you could come in with your picnic and then set up and then get wine or not.
Exactly, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Tell me about it runs through Labor Day Monday?
Yes. So it's on Saturday from 11 to 7 and then Sunday and Monday from 11 to 6. So come early and get your spot out on the grass. Get right in front of the band and you'll be all set.
Describe your outdoor area.
So we are actually a 250-year-old dairy farm. So we're a big red barn that houses all of our winery and where we make our wine. And then on the outside, we have a little patio as well as a big grass space out in front of our vintner house, which is where the original family that owned the dairy farm lived. So we just have lots of land to hang out. That's why my favorite weekends at the winery are ones like this, where it's just music and wine and food and you can just enjoy the land.
What are you most looking forward to with the Labor Day Jazz Festival?
The music and the food. Yeah. The Plum Pit is one of my favorite food trucks that we have at the winery on our weekends. And then we have lots of good bands lined up. One of my favorites is Sam and Bruce. They're a regular at the winery. But then we also have Pearl Street Band, the Rob Zinn Jazz Band, Craig Satchel, and then the Dixie Trio. They're all lined up. And then when they're playing is on our website.
How far is Chatsford from Philadelphia? Not far, right?
No, not too far. I would say maybe like 40, 45 minutes without traffic.
A typical suburb.
Yeah, yeah. If you've been to Longwood Gardens, you've probably passed us.
All right. What does it take to put something like this together?
Lots of planning and lots of coordinating, definitely. But thankfully, we have really great partnerships with our food trucks. So we have really great relationships that we can go off of. And they know that when they sign up to come to our winery, they know that they're going to get a lot of people to come and purchase food from them, and we enjoy having them. They make our experience, anyone's experience at the winery for our customers, a true, enjoyable, unique experience.
I know that if you're throwing an event and you have the food trucks come and you're counting on them, then they better bring the food.
Oh, yes. Yeah. And I think the Plum Pit and Gamelli's are both prepared for our large influx of people this weekend, hopefully.
All right. Emily Sirks is with Chatsford Winery. The Labor Day Jazz Festival takes place at the winery from Saturday through Labor Day Monday. And Emily, what's the website that people can get more information?
ChatsfordWinery.com.
All right. And it's free to enter.
It is free to enter.
And you can bring your own food. That's crazy. All right. Thank you so much, Emily.
Yeah, thank
Sirks.
You.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.